It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy Groundhog Day to you. Today we determine whether we're going to have an early spring or not. I will let you know a little later in the show. Today is February 2nd, 2024. Glad you could join us. Hope you had a good morning. Let's just jump right into the birthdays, shall we? Shakira is 46. Christie Brinkley, 69. And Dwayne Chapman, a.k.a. Dog the Bounty Hunter, is 70. Happy birthday to those individuals. Also on this day in history, 2014, Philip Seymour Hoffman passed away. He died of a heroin overdose. So, yeah, that really stinks. He was absolutely hysterical in The Big Lebowski. Great movie. And 2004, Nipplegate happened. Remember that? I bet you do. Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake pulled some shenanigans. And that turned out to be the most rewound or paused and rewound time in like all TiVo or DVR history. It was one of those two. All right, let's get into the news. This one's from The Atlantic. This isn't major news. It's just kind of crazy, so that's why I'm repeating it. This is from, it's called, Iran is not a, quote, normal country, from The Atlantic, whoever they are. But this paragraph. Hours after Hamas's horrific attack on Israel civilians on October 7th, all of Iran's parliamentarians rose from their seats to chant death to Israel and Palestine is victorious. Israel will be destroyed. Wow. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei and other top Iranian officials, including the former head of the country's military forces, expressed their support for Hamas, declaring that Iran, quote, will stay with the Palestinian freedom fighters until the liberation of Palestine and Jerusalem, unquote. We are so far from world peace. It's terrifying. And that's why we don't even get into the like war news much, because it's never ending and it's depressing. And so this show is for like the opposite scene. You know what I mean? Try to like forget all that for a little bit. That's what the Lunch Show's about. Right. Moving on here. The Street. Kroger ends unpopular checkout policy after customer pushback. Well, what they did was they got greedy and they eliminated human checkout lines and just did all automated, and people started, let's just say bitching. Got a story from TMZ. Uh-oh, looks like Darius Rucker's a stoner. Darius Rucker arrested for minor drug offense in Tennessee. Well, how is it minor? He probably had a very small amount of marijuana in like a pipe or something to smoke it out of. And that's his second charge. And then he got charged with his car not being registered. What a rough dude. No, I'm joking. That's peanuts. He's a good dude, I think. So I hope he's still playing music. Not that I was ever a fan. This news, it sounds like he's going downhill, but that's nothing. All right, folks, we're going to take 30 seconds. We'll be back.
Don't touch that device, because the Lunch Show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that The Lunch Show was always intended to be a TV show. And that's still the plan. We plan on launching the Lunch Show TV show in late 2024, right around the corner. So keep listening to the show. Click on all the things that help support us. And it's time to get back to the Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of the Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
What this weather did not provide is a shadow or reason to hide. Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day! An early spring is on the way!
Awesome. Spring is coming soon. That's excellent news. Thank you, Phil. All right, moving on here. This is from Fox News. Ex-CIA engineer sentenced to 40 years for leaking docs to WikiLeaks. This is subtitled, prosecutors described the leak as the biggest theft of classified information in city history. His name was Joshua Schulte, 35. Prosecutors labeled him as a traitor and a predator. Classy dude there. Oh my God. How about life? You know, why not just life? All right, folks, we got one more left, and you know what that means. It is good news, because that's always how we roll at the end of our episodes. This is from the Good News Network. The world's highest spokeless Ferris wheel set for construction. This is taking place in South Korea. Look, I can't let y'all use the name Ferris, okay? Dude's a Pittsburgh boy like myself, and this is not a wheel they're constructing. It's a ring. There's a difference. There's a wheel and there's a ring. The wheels have spokes or hubs or, you know, all of that. And what they're calling a Ferris wheel is not accurate. So, and that's good news for them, because they can come up with a new name, like a something ring, right? You know, but anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't know how that was good news, but I thought it was pretty cool anyway. So that's good enough for me. I hope y'all have an awesome weekend. Don't be driving wasted, you know, getting DUIs and crashing into people. It's stupid. And we will talk to you Tuesday for Tuesday's episode. So until Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. Don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.